tell us what happened?
This is ridiculous. Absolutely sucks.
An apartment in Juneau just burned up yesterday. After dousing the fire, firefighters put most of the occupants' wet and smoldering belongings out in the front yard.
Hey, we don't pay a lot in rent here, you know. It's kind of crappy stuff here, but it's all we can afford.
Sure.
This is all of our possessions.
The apartment's occupants are back at the scene, agitated and upset, but talking to a fire investigator.
So, was the lamp plugged in when you left? Was it on?
Yeah, I usually always keep the lamp on. Uh-huh. You know, you don't want to come home to have the house all the way dark.
The investigator will go inside, look for evidence, then he'll take all the stuff in the front yard and put it back in the apartment. He'll try to recreate the scene before it burned.
Hey, I want you to figure out what happened here, because this ain't right.
This may sound like it's real, but it's only a training exercise at the Hagavig Regional Fire Training Center in Juneau. Students are questioning instructors who are role-playing the burned-out couple. In real life, something like this scene may happen 3 times a day across Alaska. According to the latest state figures, there were nearly 1,470 structure fires in 2015 that killed 16 people and injured 83. Total damage estimated at $49 million. As much as 5% of those fires were intentionally started. And that's where the fire investigator comes in. They determine the origin and the cause of the fire and whether it was intentionally or unintentionally set.
We don't call fires accidental anymore, because the accidental has the connotation that it was not a preventable type thing.
Ernie Misiewicz is chief of the Sulchel Fire Department and president of the Alaska Association of Arson and Fire Investigators.
Any fire that we have has its own indicators. And so we look at all the potential causes for fires: smoking, unattended cooking, electrical heating systems. And so as we go through our fire scenes, we're looking for these potential causes and then ruling them out.
Indicators of an electrical fire, for example, would include a burned or melted electrical outlet that had power to it.
Fire investigation is like learning a new language. Initially, it's very difficult, but once you start mastering it, it becomes even kind of fun.
John Gamboa, a retired special agent and fire investigator with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in Chicago, teaches new and experienced investigators.
Fire behavior, fire chemistry, fire modeling, scene processing, evidence collection. We teach them a multitude of disciplines, so hopefully we'll make them better fire investigators, and they'll learn from our experience and from other individuals that come here to teach them on how to approach a fire systematically.
Now we're talking.
Of course, there's classroom work, but the training also includes students putting their knowledge to the test. 6 rooms are built outside of the training center. Each room is furnished and stocked with clothes and other personal belongings. A fire is started in each room and then put out by firefighters. Student investigators arrive the next day to figure out what happened. The crew, led by North Slope Borough Fire Department Battalion Chief Mauricio Gueco, discover a couch that was doused with accelerant and ignited by a road flare. An end table in the room was undamaged, so they get a search warrant before opening the table drawer, and they find a diary that describes how the resident had been threatened by someone.
The diary will definitely come into play, same with the flare, the couch. We still have some homework to do. You know, we have to see if a flare can actually ignite that couch. Do those tests.
Jason Martirosian, formerly with the Chicago Fire Department and the Department of Homeland Security, frequently pulls me aside to interpret the language that Gamboa uses, like reading a burn trail left by a liquid accelerant, or how a missing picture frame or a bookcase can leave telltale burn and smoke shadows.
What they call either protected areas or witness marks on the floor,
right,
to put things back in. And now you start to see how the corresponding damage and fire patterns on the furnishings make sense to lead back to where the area of origin is.
Right.
In another room, a dead pig has been dressed with clothes and shoes and laid on a couch to mimic a human fatality. Gallows humor and jokes abound about smoked pork and pigs in a blanket, until instructor Brian Belega from Anchorage issues this warning.
We see traumatic scenes, and sometimes we have to joke just to kind of get past that. But you got to remember who's around and who's listening. This could be someone's family member. If the way we deal with death is jokingly, they may find that offensive.
Belega then instructs students on what must be done differently when someone dies in a fire. And remember that couple who got burned out of their apartment earlier? After looking at burn patterns, students determined that everything was piled up in the center of the room before the fire started. A small plastic garbage bin had melted into a chair's framework.
What could an insurance company budget do to this if we have a solid molten mass like that?
They package the whole thing up and take it to their lab.
And what might they do? Did you guys talk about it in your class that they might be able to like X-ray this?
X-ray testing, yeah.
Was the fire started to conceal a crime? Hard to tell right now. Hopefully the investigators' report will be thorough enough to allow prosecutors to get a conviction. 40 students from around Alaska participated in the training. Some of them, someday, may be trying to figure out how that fire started in your business or your home. For AK, I'm Matt Miller reporting in Juneau.